federal judge has signalled his support for a bid by record companies and movie studios to sue the parent company of Kazaa, a popular online file swapping service. U.S. District Judge Stephen Wilson heard arguments last Monday on whether Sharman Networks, which is headquartered in Australia and incorporated in the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu, is subject to U.S. copyright laws. Although Wilson didn't indicate when he plans to issue a ruling, he appeared to tip his hand when he said that he would be inclined to find there's jurisdiction against Sharman. The Sharman case is one of the largest in the recent copyright wars, testing the international reach of US courts. If Wilson decides Sharman can be sued, the company would be thrust into the same legal predicament that has stymied popular swapping services such as Napster and Aimster. David Castleman, an attorney representing Sharman, said holding the online swapping company liable for copyright violations would be akin to prosecuting a computer manufacturer for the actions of computer hackers. David Kendall, an attorney representing 6 movie studios including Disney, Fox and Paramount, said the fact that Sharman's product is available in the United States is sufficient cause to face trial in a US court. According to Nielsen Net Ratings, more than 560 million people worldwide have internet access at home at the third quarter. The data indicates that around 10 million additional households went online from June to September to bring the total number of home internet users to 563 million people. According to the research firm, the US continues to have the largest internet population, with 30% of the global audience attributed to that one market. Around 167.1 million American households are online in total. Europe accounts for 23% of the world's internet population, equivalent to 129.5 million households overall. Asia and the Pacific has 13% of the global audience, with around 75 million internet users in total. Latin America accounts for 2% of the global internet audience, while the rest of the world accounts for the remaining 32%. Nielsen Net Ratings' latest data also indicates that around 70% of consumers who browsed online for products or services in the UK during the third quarter went on to make a purchase. This compares with 61% of UK browsers who went on to buy online in the second quarter. In Q3, the UK was well ahead of all other internet markets in the rate at which its browsers converted to purchases, with a 9% lead over Sweden, the country with the second highest conversion rate. Around 56% of Australian consumers who browsed online for products or services in the third quarter went on to make a purchase, as did 52% of Germans and 51% of internet users in the Netherlands. Internet retailer Amazon will take over operation of the CD Now online music store. The move comes as CD Now's owners, Germany's media conglomerate Bertelsmann, continues to cut down on its e-commerce efforts. Bertelsmann began distancing itself from the internet a year ago when e-commerce group manager Andreas Schmidt departed. A spokesperson for Amazon confirmed that the company had reached an agreement to provide services for the CD Now site, but wouldn't provide details. However, Amazon is expected to take over service and fulfillment in return for some substantial remuneration. Amazon reportedly recognizes sales on Borders.com as revenue, paying Borders a commission on those sales, and it's likely the financial arrangements will be similar. CD Now is part of Bertelsmann's B Music arm, which also manages the company's BMG Music Service Record Club. B Music said earlier it would shut down MyPlay, a website selling digital music files, in December. Thomas Middelhoff, the former Bertelsmann CEO who was ousted last summer, had admitted he had overestimated e-commerce growth. A consortium of companies handling patents attached to the MPEG-4 multimedia standard released its license for the technology, raising hopes for widespread adoption. The license, released last Monday, is essentially the same as one proposed by the consortium MPEG-LA in July. That proposed license set a cap of $1 million per license, as well as a threshold that exempts MPEG-4 users with fewer than 50,000 implementations from royalty payments. MPEG-4 is a video and audio standard under development by the Moving Pictures Expert Group, MPEG, under the auspices of the International Organization for Standardization. The MPEG group, founded in 1988, created MPEG-1 for the video compact disc and MP3 audio, and MPEG-2 for DVD and digital television set-top boxes. Companies claiming patents relating to MPEG-4 include Microsoft, Canon, France Telecom, Fujitsu, GE Technology Development, General Instruments, Hitachi, Matsushita, Mitsubishi, Samsung, Sanyo, and Toshiba. A plurality of the patents belong to Sony. Concern about the original MPEG-4 license, which included neither a cap nor a threshold, threatened Apple Computer's adoption of the standard. Apple agreed to license MPEG-4 a month before MPEG-LA's license terms were finally made public. Real Networks has pulled a patch that aimed to fix flaws in its popular media player software after the developer who discovered the problem said the fix doesn't work. The vulnerabilities which appear in the streaming media companies Real One Player and Real Player could affect as many as 115 million users of the software worldwide. Real Networks posted a patch last week, but NGS software engineer Mark Litchfield on Tuesday said he was able to easily work around the fixes by making relatively minor changes to his attacks on the software. The three flaws could result in what's known as a buffer overflow, a memory problem that could compromise security controls and theoretically allow an attacker to take control of a PC running the Real Media Player. The intruder could exploit the security holes by encouraging unsuspecting PC users to download files with overly long file names or other distorted features, according to NGS Software, the security company that first discovered the flaws. Real Networks said that the problems were only theoretical at this point, and that the discoverer of the security holes could not actually demonstrate how to exploit the bugs to take over a PC. We have not yet received reports of anyone actually being attacked with this exploit, Real Networks said in a posting on its website. NGS Software notified the Seattle-based streaming media company of the problems on the 1st of November, but kept the findings a secret until Real Networks could post a patch for them. The UK-based security company sent its findings to the NT BugTrack mailing list after Real Networks first issued the fix for the flaw. Cell phones, digital cameras, and DVD players are the three categories of electronics consumers are most likely to buy in the next 3 months, while high-definition TV, or HDTV, is unlikely to find broader markets this holiday season. That's according to a new survey by marketing researchers Ipsos Reid. A separate survey shows the economy won't have much impact on video game sales, however. The Ipsos Reid survey shed light on the complicated prospects for HDTV for home theatre systems this season. With a bumpy economy and war threats, many will forego major expenditure such as HD-ready sets in part because they're unsure of the added benefits the technology may provide. Despite 4 million HDTV sales already, the technology appears unlikely to reach broadly into wider markets this season, particularly given the slow rollout not just of HDTV-ready sets, but also of the programs and broadcast systems to get programs on air. The newness of technology has become less important than its practicality, the way it fits into a person's life, how easy it is to use, and whether its cost matches its perceived benefits, said Ipsos Reid president Tom Neary. It's that cost-benefit ratio that will drive sales this season, Neary says, along with how well companies have communicated a product's usefulness in advertising and other marketing. PDAs and MP3 players likely will see their popularity decline, as some of their features are included in other devices, according to the survey. Ipsos Reid surveyed 1,000 people by phone in late October. The poll's reliability is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points. The Federal Trade Commission says it has obtained a U.S. District Court settlement in a case involving a somewhat elaborate scam that resulted in hooping telephone bills for connections to various internet porn sites. The FTC said that thousands of consumers were billed an average of $127 apiece for so-called video text services that they didn't even know they had been accessing through their phone lines. According to the FTC, Integratel Incorporated and its subsidiary, San Jose-based E-Billet Incorporated, the Integratel defendants, allegedly illegally billed thousands of consumers for such video text services. San Jose, California-based E-Billet recently changed its name to Payment One. The settlement serves notice to billing aggregates that if they support fraudulent activities, they will be held responsible for their actions, said J. Howard Beals III, director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection. The complaints began coming in September of 2000. The FTC filed charges in early October 2000 against an offshore corporation called Verity International Limited, or VIL, and its principals, as well as the Integratel defendants, for their involvement in an alleged illegal multinational internet billing scheme. Software was being downloaded from teaser adult websites, sometimes by kids, causing the charges to be billed. Once the dialer software was downloaded, the FTC said it disconnected the consumer's modem from its usual internet service provider, dialed an international phone number to Madagascar, and reconnected the modem to the internet from an overseas location. The line subscribers then began incurring charges on their phone lines for the remote internet connection at the rate of $3.99 a minute. However, the calls actually were short-stopped in London or some other location. Integratel's call centre was flooded with complaints. The FTC contends that even though in many cases the Integratel defendants knew that the line subscribers denied authorising the charges, they told them that all of the charges were valid and had to be paid. In the settlement, Integratel essentially agreed to cease and desist and also will release all claims to the $1.6 million consumers paid on the VIL bills, with the money transferred to an escrow account that the FTC will hold until the litigation against the remaining VIL defendants is concluded. U.S. internet sales rose by 40% through the first 25 days of November as holiday shoppers visited web stores to save time and search for low prices. Sales climbed to $4.43 billion from $3.16 billion the same period a year earlier, said BizRate.com Incorporated, which surveys customers shopping at 2,000 online stores. BizRate.com had forecast a fourth quarter sales increase of 35%. Promotions such as free shipping from retailers, including Best Buy Company, are winning over consumers. The ability to comparison shop with a few clicks versus having to visit several stores is also appealing to shoppers who are looking to stretch their budgets amid concerns about the economy and the possibility of war with Iraq, analysts said. An anti-piracy group has launched a controversial program against file swappers, sending many huge bills for their peer-to-peer downloads. In a unique crackdown on illegal file sharing, a Danish anti-piracy group has mailed invoices to alleged pirates demanding compensation for downloading copyrighted materials off the internet, an attorney for the group says. The Danish anti-piracy group, APG, identified 150 alleged pirates, asking them to pay a combined total of 1 million Danish crowns, says Morten Lindegaard, an attorney for the group. The biggest offenders face a bill of 100,000 crowns. The decision to seek compensation for downloads opens up a controversial new front in copyright holders' ongoing campaign to curb consumer piracy on the internet, a phenomenon blasted for a decline in CD sales and upswing in free trade of video games, computer software, and music. The tactic is drawing protests from some technical and legal experts who insist that without the violator's computer, it's impossible to prove the existence of copyright violations. Others question the size of the bills. In each case, the Danish users were accused of downloading copyrighted material from file-sharing networks Kazaa and eDonkey, two popular peer-to-peer networks in Denmark, Lindegaard said. Lindegaard, 29, and his helpers, four Danish university students, developed a software program that monitors Danish file swappers on the two P2P networks, honing down to the user's IP address to confirm that they're logged on from Denmark. The program also traced the files shared and the time at which they were downloaded. After reviewing the evidence, a judge ordered the user's internet service providers to pass on the violators' billing addresses. In each case, the alleged pirates first learned they were being investigated when they received a bill in the post. The bills began arriving late last week. A spokesman for the Danish Consumer Council said they received roughly 50 complaints from the fined individuals. After an initial investigation, the council determined the APG complied with local data protection laws, the spokesman added. The alleged pirates were billed based on the amount of files they downloaded. For a single music file, they were charged 20 crowns, 200 crowns for a movie, and approximately 50 crowns for a video game, Lindegaard said. And that's News Briefs for this week.